Kentucky Farm Bureau's annual meeting getting underway today in the Galt House in Louisville. It's always a great time, a celebration. Of course, this year's kind of special because it is a 100-year celebration of the organization. Kentucky Farm Bureau First Vice President Eddie Melton talks about what's going on from his perspective at this year's meeting. He's one of the ones who presides over the meeting, along with President Mark Haney and Second Vice President Sharon Furches. He also talks about policies and resolutions that will be discussed during this year's annual meeting.
2019 is our 100-year anniversary at Kentucky Farm Bureau, and we're excited about the celebration that we're going to have this year at our annual meeting. And, you know, our annual meeting is a lot like a family reunion when everybody comes together the first part of December, and we all get together and talk about the things that have happened over the year. And actually celebrating 100 years is just a great thing for our organization, and I'm excited about the next 100 years. You know, we can celebrate what's happened over the past 100 years, but I'm so excited about what happens for the beginning of the next 100 years and how we can move Farm Bureau forward and move agriculture forward in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. It's just a good thing. Of course, I always love our resolutions process. I think that's one of the things that makes Farm Bureau what it is we work through all of our policy that's been thought through by our counties and our advisory committees and brought up through the resolutions committee. We've completed all those things, and now we're ready to get down to work at our annual meeting and talk about those things and see what's important to our membership and how they feel about the recommendations that have been made so far.
It's quite a process. So you narrow down a lot of suggestions, a lot of resolutions to just a few that you actually present in the meeting, and that's quite a diplomatic process, but you guys sort through them and come up with a really good plan, don't you?
It's amazing how it's worked over the years and how our policy gets defined. And we actually went through a process this year that we went through and had a policy book review committee that looked at our policies, some of the things that we've accomplished over the years that needed to be tweaked or moved around, or some things taken out of our policy book, and we're going to bring all those to the delegates this year too. So we want to make sure that our policy book stays relevant to what's important to our membership, and that people can get it, they can look at it, and they can see what our policy is. You know, we have a lot of lawmakers that say they love to get that book, and they love to see what's in it, and we want to make it easy for them and relevant to them.
Farm Bureau First Vice President Eddie Melton talking about a resolutions coming up for this year's annual meeting. Now we hear from Sharon Furches, Second Vice President, who is from Murray, Kentucky.
Well, we kind of divide up the various meetings and business sessions, that type of thing, commodity luncheon. You know, there are so many responsibilities. So Mr. Haney, of course, is responsible for the largest share of that. But Mr. Melton and I both do our part as well as Drew Graham, our executive VP. So we all have some roles to take care of at the different sessions. And I primarily this year am leading the Strategic Planning Committee. It's called Vision 100. As you know, we're having our centennial celebration right now, and we're ready to launch into our next 100 years. So I'm leading up a Vision 100 team that is looking at how we can better serve our members going forward. So that's been an exciting time this year, and we look forward to that in 2020.
Exactly. And so I know you have a good staff, a good committee, I'm sure, working with you. So probably a lot of interesting ideas will come out of this one day.
I feel like it will. We have a very unique group that's involved in every aspect of Kentucky Farm Bureau, and we have a lot of young folks that we're trying to get some ideas from and see, again, how we can better serve our membership moving forward. And we want to we know we've had a lot of success with our methods in the past, but we want to make sure that we stay relevant to our younger membership.
Kentucky Farm Bureau Second Vice President Sharon Furches from Murray. Of course, our coverage continues. We'll be at the Commodity Conference this morning at 10 o'clock at the Galt House. We'll have full details and some live reports from that coming up during our Noon News Edge. Also coming up today, we hear from Undersecretary of Agriculture Bill Northey, who will be on hand for the Noon Commodity Luncheon at the Kentucky Farm Bureau annual meeting. Our coverage brought to you by Christian County Farm Bureau Federation. Reporting from Louisville, I'm Alan Watts.